You know, we had the great honor of playing down in Tennessee. In Tennessee last fall, we played for Dolly Parton over there at Dollywood. And I want to tell you, Dollywood is, I mean, it is a fabulous place. There's more kinds of cornbread and molasses than you can ever find anywhere else in the world. And also, if you're fond of roller coasters, there are some really scary, fun, scary roller coasters at Dollywood. It kind of like, it's a challenging experience. I'm roller coaster challenged myself. And Dolly was there. Dolly came by after our show, and she arrived in a buggy, an old-fashioned buggy. And as she was getting down off the buggy, she looked over her shoulder at us and started smiling. She going, I can show my butt as good as anybody.
We're getting more southward, aren't we?
Yeah, the further south we go, the more people laugh at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Up in Maine, nobody said a word. They're like, who would say that?
Like, well, really. And they were kind of embarrassed that I even told them that joke, you know. In hardcore Yankee land up there, it's like. Then.
That's beyond Yankee. That's like New England hardcore.
That's hardcore stuff up there. You know, it's good. It's very nice, though. It's a combination of embarrassment that somebody would say that, and embarrassment for the person who would say that, that they person that you'd said that about would say that, and it's like.
But then some people get offended.
Well, it's a double bind of the Puritan mind. And
This woman in New Hampshire got so offended that we were talking about Southern people in this way.
Yeah.
She walked up on the stage and said, I'm offended. We were all sitting there like.
And good. And she was made up to look exactly like Dolly Parton. So. As I had hoped, she kind of drifted off. And after the end of the show, she kept coming up to me and saying, I'm the one who came on stage and said that to you. I'm the one, remember when you were singing? I came up on stage. Thank you very much. Yes. And then about 10 minutes later, she come back and wheeling around one of the posts in the bar room. Hey, I'm the one. Remember?
Yeah, because she got kicked out first. Yeah. As will happen.
We had to dedicate a song to her in the end. So Dolly climbed down off the buckboard, and spontaneously, Tony, who's recorded with her, and the girls, Sharon and Bryn, went right over to her, and it was like, hello, we got a little ring going here. Went right over to her, and Dolly put her arms around all three of them and held them close, and photographers were snapping pictures, and she gave autographs to everybody, And I, who am a Yankee, was fraught with New England restraint, and I sat under a pine tree and watched. I mean, isn't that taking Walden a little too far? I mean, come on, Ralph. Dolly Parton walked up to your little shack on the river. What would you? Wouldn't you like at least say a bomb, bomb, a loom, bomb, a lom, bam, boom? But anyway, as chagrined as I was at my own reticence, we went back to our Dolly Suites that night in the Dolly Motel, and that night in a dream, Dolly came to me.